I think I told you how one time a brother took me out to Long Island in his car. It was in Auburn, and we got stuck on the way. And I think everybody that drives a car ought to know something about the mechanism. If something goes wrong, it's either the ignition or the gas line, one or the other. But he didn't know that. I still see how he danced around that car, and he kept saying, "Oh, what to do? What shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do?" The thing didn't go. So finally, we had to go to the next town and get a mechanic, and he happened to know something about it, and he fixed it. And a few years later, I came to Switzerland, and the pastor in charge also had an Auburn. And so he offered to take me to the mountains. I'd never been in the mountains. So when we started out, we got a little distance, and then the thing stuck and got stuck. I said, "I know what's the matter. I know that car. I know it's the gas line." "Ah," he says, "what do you know?" He had the thing hauled into a garage, and three or four Swiss mechanics got on the job. Now, Swiss mechanics, you know what they're like? America was trying to produce during the war a very fine steel wire, so fine as a human hair. And they wanted it still finer, so they sent it to Switzerland and asked the Swiss to make one still finer than that. And what did the Swiss do? They hollowed this fine wire and they pulled another one right through it. They're mechanics. Well, they worked at that car for an hour and for 2 hours, and I kept telling them, "I know what's the matter." They wouldn't believe me. The preacher wouldn't believe me. What was the matter? Just a little tube, the gas line. They're specially put into that gas line a little sieve that catches the dirt. And all they had to do was take that out and blow it out. And the car went. And without that, we lost the whole trip into the mountains that day because they wouldn't believe me. And after 2 hours, they did that. And in 2 minutes, the thing was fixed. And you know what that preacher said? He said, "I always thought it was that." He's dead now. He's gone to heaven. Praise the Lord. But you know what praise will do for you? It's the gas line that makes you get stuck. Oh, let God blow that thing out and give you a fresh flow of power. Hallelujah. You would be surprised what praise. Hallelujah.